Possession. Paragraph 10. Possession. Seller shall deliver the property in its present condition, ordinary wear and tear excepted. As a rule, possession should be given to buyer upon closing and funding. Funding does not necessarily immediately follow closing. If funding is delayed, buyer needs to be informed so they can make the appropriate moving arrangements. If seller is to remain in the property for one night or more after closing and funding, a seller's temporary residential lease form should be completed. The lease form can be used for an occupancy of 90 days or less. Likewise, a buyer's temporary residential lease form should be used if buyer occupies the property 90 days or less prior to closing. Sellers must terminate all access to smart devices that convey with the home, including permanently disconnecting from the hardware and accounts that control the home's smart devices once the buyer takes possession of the property. The seller should have no remote access to the property through an app on a smartphone or computer. The buyer should ensure that the seller is logged out of all accounts and create his or her own accounts with unique login information. Special provisions. Paragraph 11. Special provisions. The special provisions paragraph is only for additional informational items. The contract defines an informational item as a statement that completes a blank in a contract form, discloses factual information, or provides instructions. License holders must take special care when adding anything in paragraph 11, as doing so could put them at considerable risk of being engaged in the unlawful practice of law. Much of the litigation surrounding this contract involves poorly constructed provisions in this paragraph. Buyer's temporary residential lease. This lease is used when the buyer moves before closing. Allowing the buyer to move in prior to closing carries considerable risk for the seller, and the decision must be made with great care. One significant risk is the possibility of the buyer's credit approval being withdrawn before closing, resulting in a buyer who is unable to close. Note that the rental to be paid is per day, reflecting the short-term nature of this lease. Seller's temporary residential lease. This lease is used when the seller remains in the property after closing and is the form referred to in paragraph 10 of the contract. Paragraph 10 stipulates that the buyer is to receive possession of the property on closing and funding, or according to a temporary lease. Allowing a seller to remain in the property even for a short time without a lease would be a bad practice and could result in liability problems for the buyer, seller, and broker.